Here's a restaurant where we ate about 7 or 8 years ago, something like that. This is Sequoia Village Inn. And this is the lodge opening, parking lot. Here's our Toyota Avalon that we get such good gas mileage with. Little gateway restaurant. Last time we were up here, this was just rushing and roaring water. And it's not like that. They had kayaks in it. Very hot today. Just about 100 years old. Pumpkin Hollow Bridge, Kaweah River. That's an old bridge. Built in 1922. That's way up there in the mountains. Canyon. Gary and I came up here a long, long time ago. Rode our horses way up in here someplace. I don't remember where now. There's Dakota and Marilyn in there. And the restaurante. This place there. There they are. Squirrel down there. Here and the blower comes on and you open the door. Is there a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dakota, look up here. All right. Look up here. All right. Now look at me with your face.
Honey, come on. I want to take your picture.
Okay. All right. Isn't this pretty right in here? All right. Where is it?
It's here.
Are you looking for the fish or what?
I'm looking for both.
Oh. We've been watching the fish in the pool down there. Dakota. All right. Mommy. That's your pretty face up here, too. Let's see your pretty face. Tell me about your little flower on your shirt.
Oh, this came from Vancouver, British Columbia, and it's Bone China from England.
Okay. All right, you girls ready to go now?
Oh, that's not gonna work. Yeah, my birthday is so fast.
There's a saw somebody cut out in the center of it. It's pretty neat. I'll be able to take an old saw like that. There's an old mine over there with a steel front on it. Let's see. There it is. Heath out. That's it. Dakota locks that. There's the pond where we watch the snake doctors and the fish. There are bumblebees up here all over the place. Lots of bumblebees. There comes Dakota out of the door. There you are. There's Mama. There she is. There's both of you.
We're in the game.
Yeah.
Closer to the trailhead from which you are departing. And finally, we have a place in front of
you. I got to take our picture of you. Here you are. I got to take a picture of you. That's as much as important as anything. Anyway, I think right up there someplace is where Gary and I rode the horses years ago.
I bet it's pretty when the water is, you know, it's not really coming down.
Well, it's flowing.
Well, you can see where it comes from the other direction.
Yeah. On the Gold Wing, I think it is, the three wheels. Buckeye Flat. How long you been waiting?
5 minutes.
How long?
Vijf. Wat? Hoe lang we wachten hier? Nou?
Zeg
jij het is?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes, oké. Okay.
Leuven,
hè? Ja. Oh. make tall, tall pines up in those canyons. Here we are in the giant redwood forest. There's one up there probably 200 feet tall. This one here is much taller. Big, big giant trees.
Big ones, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty good size
right
there.
Yeah, it is.
You going up to see the General Sherman?
Which worry is that?
Straight up the road there.
Oh, up the road?
Yeah.
Oh, how far, do you know?
No. But yeah. It's not very far. We're in the big trees now.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest trees left.
Yeah.
The top knocked out of it. I was here last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a visitor center down there.
I guess it got hit by lightning.
Yeah, I think it's 278 feet tall or something like that. Yeah. Oh boy.
Which one's General Sherman?
You gotta walk to see it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. That's probably a 15-minute walk. Probably a pretty
freeze
in General Sherman's
life
ahead, ain't it?
Well, let's go up to the visitor center.
Okay. You have to get a wait a minute. Do you mind standing right there so I can...
Have you got our good camera? Yeah. There she is. What? Across the road stands a giant forest museum where you can learn about the sequoia trees not long ago. A very different scene greeted people here. The museum was a busy market. To the right, it stood a cafeteria, gift shop. The third building has housed another gift shop. The complete scene. Imagine three motels, dozens of cabins that were spread out behind you. But the scene has changed. Commercial services have given way to preservation of sequoias. We can always build gift shops and cafeterias, but the wonders of the giant forest over 3,000 years in the making are irreplaceable. That's an absolute fact. Come here, baby. Come on.
You stand right there.
Me?
Yes.
Hey,
around that thing.
Yeah.
I wonder how old it is.
2,000 years old.
Yeah.
Probably 2,000 years old. Sentinel tree is 28 feet thick and 86 feet around it. To give you an idea how tall it is. It is 28 feet thick. You are here on ground level of Sentinel tree. And that is how tall that tree is. Is 20, 40, 60, and at 60 feet it's still 13 foot thick. 80 feet is 12 foot thick, and 100 feet it's a 11 foot 6 feet thick. 120 feet is 11 foot thick. 140 feet up, it's 10 foot thick. It's pretty thick. All the way up. 160 feet is 9 foot thick. 180 foot is 8 foot thick. 200 foot is 7 foot thick. 220 foot is 6 foot thick. 240 foot is 3 foot thick. 250, 7 feet sentinel tree. That's the top. That's the tree. Right there. 257 feet tall. Another one over there, it looks like it's just almost as tall. Old car in South Air had a gas station here. We're right there. One of those old cars of 1950s. One of those old cars that even come up here then.
Okay. We were waiting for you.
Where? Let me get your sour puss on there. Now smile. Get rid of that one, that sour one. Come on. Let's look around in here now. Come on. Yeah, I guess so. Okay, the giant forest grove. Up to 2 foot thick.
Thank you. Let's go down there.
Hmm? I'm looking at you, taking pictures of you. There's a thing down there that tells about the history of this. Okay, Dakota. You're done. I got you. In front of the giant forest museum with the trees. That tree there is the Sentinel. That tree's 257 feet tall. I don't know. That's another one. Looks like it's as tall as that one. There's that one. Look at all these giants. The giant trail is up through there, but it's about a mile.
Good size for right over there.
Yeah, that's a big tree. That's just an average tree, they said. There's three of them right there. All right, I guess we better go. There we go. I almost fell down. Hurt my back and my hip. Yeah. Beetle Rock Family Nature Program. Oh, that's a big one too, isn't it? Oh, those three are.
Which one is it?
Oh, that's a big, big, tall tree. That tree is at least 250 feet tall. You can look up out of the top of the car here.
Well, these aren't so pretty.
These aren't
here.
As tall.
Well, it's not as pretty.
There's some up there, see?
There's some coming up right
there. Yeah, see
there.
That's there? Look at that. This is looking out of the top of the car. Are you holding this up like this?
No, I'm not going to hold that.
No, sweetheart, I can't do it and drive.
I can't either.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to take some solid pictures. Yeah,
I'm taking pictures here, Mom.
Is it on?
Yes, it's on.
I can't see what
you can't touch the button.
I'm not touching the buttons. I just got my hand by the strap.
Okay.
All righty.
There's some right there. Now you can look. Let's see what you're doing right there.
Come back.
All of them. Well,
this is pretty good right here.
Yeah. No, well, it's not.
Well, we're taking
look it up there.
This is a good idea.
Oh, look at this. Mama, look at this.
I see it. I can't get it with the cars on the way. I can't see it when I'm looking at the camera.
Oh, look at all this. There's a big one over there. You can see, that thing's got to be 300 feet tall.
Yeah. started. Well, I haven't seen him yet.
Huh?
Doing his stuff, I haven't seen him yet.
You haven't seen him yet, right? Just look down every night.
Boy, this is pretty in here. This is what I'm talking about up north.
You might not see something. L.A. nut.
Well.
Hurry up, you might see something.
Well, this is what you come for, to see him. Darn it. See something worth looking at.
Oh, look at it. Look over to the left. So we're talking. Look over to the left.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, that's real good. Peep your horn. You can take off. Why don't you take a jet?
Boy, look at the big rascals in here, would you?
Boy, this is something else, isn't it?
Yeah. Sweetheart, you're not. You need to get up above that or something. Get this one. This one.
You want to take over?
Don't be silly. I didn't even get it. You had it turned off. You bumped the button.
Where
it's back
is
on
it?
Again.
Where is it?
Okay, it's on now.
Okay.
I didn't even get it. You bumped the button.
Well, you grabbed it. What do you think?
Sweetheart, if you put that right up here.
Hey, you go ahead and drive. Go ahead and drive, okay?
I want more heart. It wasn't very far from Brazil. That's what I asked him
about. Well, this isn't taking too good because of getting everything in the car. I think we ought to shut it off till we get up there.
Darn it, you're gonna miss all this stuff. Look at all.
Well, I'm gonna shut it off so I can see something.
All right. This is shut it off.
I don't know where.
Sweetheart, I'm driving. I can't touch
it. I don't know where to shut it up.
Or the red button.
All right.
I'm gonna go to the other place. Look at that. Look at those giant trees. Mary Lynn, let's go up this way, girls.
That way?
Yeah. Come behind you. Go up here, I'm gonna come behind you. Look at how big and long that tree was.
Marilyn, look how long that tree was that you're going to walk through. Look how big that thing was. Go on in now. Dakota? Okay. I want you to go through too, Dakota. Looks like it blew over there. Go on. Go on. You didn't get a picture? Go get a picture, baby. All right, now we're walking through a tree.
Has this been here before?
I don't remember. That one just blew over there.
Is this it?
I don't remember. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it right there. That's General Sherman right there. A lot of people over there by it.
Tres, Cristian. Vamos. Ya. ¿Quién te pegó?
This is a bunch of giants in here. Oh man, that tree is big. These must be logs out of these old trees, I guess. Here is General Sherman. Oh, that's a big tree, isn't it? Three trees grew together, didn't they?
We have two great examples of that. If you look across the meadow right over here, We have two good examples. I said these two trees are reaching their late teenage years and their young adulthood. And the reason I can tell that is by looking at the tops of the trees. If you take a look at the tops of those, you can see that they are starting to round out, almost like an umbrella. That's because they have finally reached their maximum height, so they have not stopped growing. If you look at these child trees here that I was pointing out earlier, you will see that they are at a point at the top. That is because they are still trying to grow tall.
So
they get all that sun that they need. That is why they grow so tall above all the other trees. Now, once they have reached their maximum height, as I said, they have not stopped growing, just like humans. What do we do when we have reached our maximum height and now we have not stopped growing, right?
We want to take a couple pictures of the other one.
So, just like our squirrels, they happen to continue to grow outward as well. General Sherman here, he puts on about 40 cubic feet worth of wood each year. And just to give an example as to how much volume of wood he puts on each year, if I could have 12 or 13 volunteers to help me out for this just for a minute. You're standing right here. If you could just stand right here, that would be perfect. I got my first volunteer. I've already kicked out him twice today. That means there's three other people to be willing to help. I got these two lovely people to be willing to help. They have to be standing right here as well. Let's get you over here, and let's get you over here, too. Let's get you over here. How about the three of you guys? All right. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. She's gonna come stand in this group too. I can tell. I just know it. So we got 8. Will you stand in this group? 9. Thank you. Come on. Two more. Yeah. Come you too. And you too. So we have all these people right here. This is about the same amount of volume that he puts on each year. So about every month, he'll put on. Thank you all so much. I know that was a very difficult task, but thank you. I appreciate your help. So just to give you an example, Jack, yeah? So he is not that grown. Now I'd like to compare our sequoias to us as older in our older years as well. Through hair loss. Yes, hair loss. As we grow older, some of us, our hair starts to thin out on the top, and some of us, well, we might become bald. But you know what? It happens to the best of us. General Sherman here, he happens to be bald at the top. And I bet most of you would think that's from lightning. But actually, it is not from lightning. It happens to be from fire damage. Fire is both good and bad for our sequoias. It is bad for our sequoias in the fact that when the fire comes, it comes repeatedly. In fact, I would say General Sherman here has probably seen a couple hundred fires in his lifetime. And that is why you see fire scars on him, because he is unable to actually heal himself over before the next fire occurs. Now, when those fires come and they reach the base of the tree and they start causing that damage, what is cool about the sequoias is, like I was telling you earlier, they can withstand just about anything. So, in those trees, they have this sap-like substance that they call tannic acid. And that tannic acid happens to be what makes them fire retardant. And so they won't actually burn to death. Instead, they just get damaged from it. And that's why the majority of the sequoias you see have burn marks. And now when that actually comes and it repeatedly burns that same area, the tree is now no longer able to get all that water and all that nutrients all the way to the top. So instead of taking all that water all the way to the top where he can actually take it, he decides to focus, thank you so much, on those middle branches. As you can see, those branches that he has, he holds them very close to the trunk of him. And that happens to be because their natural form of death is a natural tilt. When they reach about a 10-degree tilt,
they will all of a sudden come to the point where they are going to fall over and die. And as I was telling you, those roots are only 3 to 6 feet deep in the ground, so those aren't going to hold them up very well, are they? So actually over 90% of our sequoias die in that fashion, which is an unbelievable amount of sequoias. So, I also wanted to tell you another thing about that fire as to why it's so good for our sequoias. That fire will come through and it's going to clear out all this debris and all this stuff and clear out all those younger trees that might not be able to make it in the first place. And then, not only that, but the heat from the fire will then open up those female cones that has those 200 seeds in each one. And those seeds will finally be able to flutter down with their wing-like feature and find that perfect vacation spot. So they are able to grow just mega tall, just like the General Sherman here. So, with that, there's something else I want to tell you, but I definitely got off that topic, so I'm going to go ahead and I'll tell you that there is another enemy to our sequoia trees. And that all happens to be something that everyone standing here is breathing in and has helped contribute to, our poor air quality. Sequoia National Park is one of the top 5 national parks with poor air quality. Unfortunately, that is definitely not something a national park wants to be known for. So, we have established just this year a shuttle bus system. Has anyone seen or ridden that shuttle bus? Oh, excellent. I love seeing those hands. That makes me happy in my heart. That shuttle bus is definitely on its first year. I don't know if any of you have noticed, but it does have a couple faults in it. Wow. And it is definitely needed improvement. But thanks to everyone riding it, we now know that we'll be able to keep this shuttle bus going and hopefully make better improvements and continue to have this, because all those car pollutants that everyone else is able to put into the air is actually are harming our young sequoias. And that is another reason why our sequoia trees have such a low reproduction rate. Because they also run into things like poor air quality. It's just like us when we're younger. When we're babies, we do not have those immunities to the chickenpox or to the measles. But as we grow older, we start gaining those immunities and we're able to endure those diseases that come around us better. Same with our little sequoias. As they grow, they will become better and more able to withstand that poor air quality. Just to let you all know about where that air comes from, the majority of it comes from down in that San Joaquin Valley, from the agriculture and all those two main freeways that are down there. And all that air, all those poor pollutants get trapped in the valley and circles around and during the daytime raises up into our national park here. And that's what makes us have such poor air quality. So what I will do is encourage you all to ride our shuttle bus system. It is free, and as a college student, I will take anything free I can get. That's the perfect price you could ask for. It runs every 15 minutes. It also really helps out if you're not feeling the most physical that day. You don't want to do too much. Say you're standing here, for example. You can get the shuttle down in the lower parking lot and ride it to the upper parking lot if you didn't want to walk back up that steep hill. So, on that note, I happen to have made up a little song or a little ditty, if you will, about this wonderful area that you are in. But first, I would like to apologize for my singing. Don't worry, I don't plan on quitting my day job to become a singer. So, here it goes. It goes something like this. You have driven to Sequoia and this place just to meet old General Sherman face to face. In Sequoia National Park, you'll see 1,000-year-old bark. So remember dear old Sherman and this place. Thank you all so much. If you have any questions, I'll be right here. I'm happy to answer them for you.
There was one where that its offspring like this, and people take the wedding dress.
Oh.
But it's huge. But maybe it circles the whole area here.
Oh wow!
The mother is right to know. all the children are right there on the ground. Where are the children here?
Mom, I'd say, like, this is a child, that's a child, that's a child. These are probably children. Some of them are probably children off the general sermon. Some of them probably came from that one. It's
are these
even
all redwoods?
These are all sequoias. Yeah, there's no redwoods in this park. But then somebody did once say that those two were thought to be offspring of the general sermon as well. Because like I said, those seeds have that wing-like feature, so they can kind of flutter a distance, depending on the wind and how it's going.
What is the appearance difference? A red one and a sequoia?
Sequoias will grow much...
one from the other?
Sequoias will grow much larger. They have a different type of needle. Not exactly sure as to what the redwood needle looks like, but if you go take a look at these are definitely different needles than what the red needle looks like. The bark, I'm not a tree expert, so I couldn't tell you exactly how the redwood goes, but the bark for these is very special in the fact that it won't even let insects in, and I don't think redwoods have that same type of special bark, because if you could think of like your least favorite food possible, that's what the bark is to the insects, and so they refuse to eat a foot worth of bark just to get to the good stuff, and I don't think the redwoods are the same way. And the redwood cones are also a lot smaller than the sequoia cones. And their main difference is where they grow. Sequoia is like the dry, more dry, arid area that's up in elevation ways. The coastal redwoods, hence the name coastal redwoods, they like to be on the coast where all that moisture is. And they can suck up all that moisture from in the fog even, just suck it right into their tree. So.
What about the lumber? Is that a redwood type lumber?
The wood is completely different. They will actually use redwood wood for construction of houses and such because it's a more harder wood. The sequoia wood is a very soft wood, so like when you chop it down, it'll shatter. And so you can't produce long boards out of it. But you could make things like benches, like our lovely benches over here I made out of sequoia, and lamps and things like that. This is actually cedar. Done with the trees that fall. They usually leave them there.
Good job, Stephanie. Where do you go to school? San Diego State?
I just graduated Illinois State, and I'm looking to go to grad school in Illinois as well.
Okay.
That's because I am from San Diego.
Well, I'm a teacher, and your presentation was very cute.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
Are you going to be doing this as a ranger? That's your future?
I would like to do it for a while. I also want to be an international tour guide.
You need to get a megaphone, or you're not going to have a voice.
I know.
Are there any other trees this large or close to it?
Not in volume or mass, but there are trees that could appear that large. Giant Forest has four of the top five largest trees in the world, of sequoias, that is.
Yeah.
So this is the largest, and then you'd have the Washington tree as the second largest, but it doesn't appear that way because it's fallen over. Part of it has fallen over.
Yeah.
And like our Grant Grove, that would be our third largest.
Okay, I remember something about the Grant. Now, where's Grant Grove?
Grant Grove is over in Kings Canyon area.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's probably about
an
hour
from here. Now, how
tall
is this tree now?
This is 275 feet tall.
275.
Actually, 274.9.
Okay. Now, it was taller.
No.
It wasn't ever any taller?
No, it's been 275 feet, even with the loss of his hair.
Okay. So it's all...
General Sherman, well, he got his name from a man called Wolverton. And if you notice, there is actually an area that is named Wolverton. And that's because he lived in this area. And he served under the command of General William Sherman in the Civil War. And General William Sherman fought for the North Side. And... of course they won, and Wolverton thought that General Sherman was such a man of honor and saw how large this tree was and decided that he wanted to honor him by naming the tree after him.
Mm-hmm. Are they doing lumbering, forestry here?
Not with sequoia wood. They stopped that. If over in Grant Grove, there is a huge basin with just stumps. And you could see that, but then they kind of realized that the wood's not that great for building. So. But at least they realized that before they chopped down everything. Thank goodness.
Thank you very much.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Thank you all for staying.
And you know how you get this?
Look how those three grow. They say that these little children here were probably from General Sherman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That many of these trees here were probably from General Sherman. And some of these trees are like teenagers. The ones that have tops are like teenagers.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that are really tall in their time. But that tree is close to 3,000 years old.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Huge. Yep.
Largest limb in the photo. Yep. That limb up there is missing. That limb is missing. That's where it was right there. Fell here that we walked through. This is the root system on it. Don't know when that tree fell. It goes way, way over there. You can see it on this. This is Kings Canyon, I guess. Wilderness preserved. Kings Canyon National Park. And there's my little girl. Having a good time today.
Yeah.
Finger Peak, Kettle Dome, Mount Goddard, Mount Rheinstein, Mount McGee, Tombstone Ridge, Obelisk, 9,700 feet, the Spanish Mountain, 10,000. 51.
Is there a voice on there?
Yes.
It is?
It's on there. Yeah. There's our car.
That's a nice picture.
Looks like an elderberry there blooming or something.
That's a nice picture right there.
Yeah. Well, I've taken pictures of all this. The trees are kind of in the way. I think they ought to cut all these trees down here so you can see it. That's a joke.
Boy, look back up in there. That looks like Whitney back in there. Look, way back up in there, that tall, tall peak. Looks like Whitney back in there, almost. It's real rainy looking back in there.
I think I got the last one. How do you roll it up, honey?